need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Ferg.
And this is the 727 Podcast.
Well, we're going to show you how to work 3 days in one.
And how there's hocus pocus in the focus. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how Jamie's always lying.
Never. No liar, liar, pants on fire.
Just no, the opposite. How we keep it 100 with each other.
Yes.
100% of the time.
Definitely. And also, too, like I find in just with any situation in business, at work or friends or anything, it's you can't really problem solve unless you're honest about what happened. You know, I tell when I have my partners that work with us at the office, I just tell them, like, if there's something that happens or a mistake that you made, I can't fix it or coach you on how to do better next time unless I know exactly what went down. Whether you did something stupid or said something stupid, chances are really anything can be fixed with like time or money, really. Sometimes it costs you money when mistakes happen, but you know, if you can keep it real, let us know what happened, we can help solve the problem.
The other thing that we struggle a lot with around here is our clients. You know, our clients think that they can tell us something that we're not going to find out, or that we're, you know, they're going to pull the wool over our head and get something over on us. It's pretty difficult. You know, we've been there, we've done that, we have a hell of experience. And the number one reason we need the truth is, like Jamie just said, we need to figure out the game plan. Every single game plan is unique. Everybody has a different situation. Just because your brother, sister, and uncle, whoever the heck had this or did that, your situation is different. I need to know exactly what is going on. It's like I tell these guys around here, diagnosis without the right prognosis is actually malpractice. And that's not one thing that I do. I want to make sure I get all the pieces together. I ask all the right questions. Once I put the whole puzzle together, it's all said and done. I give you some options. You let me know what you want to do. I got your back and I make it happen. Or you could tell me some bullshit. I find out later and you just wasted your time, my time, disrespected yourself, disrespected me, my whole team, and every single person out there. Because at the end of the day, we're going to find out.
And we're not mad at you. I mean, for me, I always call it, oh, they took a shot. So we go through that a lot when we have a client or situation or whatever we have in, within our business, whether it's real estate investing, contracting, things of that sort. There's times where the client will tell him that their goal is one thing, and then they'll tell me or somebody else on the team that their goal is something else. And it's like, they're working you. And we're from the sales world, so we know how that looks. And it's just, it's okay, we're not mad at them. We're not gonna call them out on it. But if we know exactly what the goal is, or what happened, or what was done, or what didn't do, we can actually help them to better get to their end line. We can get to that, to get them to where they're looking to go. Without knowing the most real information, it's very difficult to do that. So that's why it definitely makes sense to, you gotta just be honest, keep it real, tell the truth.
So Jamie might not call you out on it, but I will, every single time. You know, I want you guys to understand, I need you to tell me exactly what's going on, 100%. I'm gonna have a lot of questions, and some of these questions, I've been told, I've never been asked this question, I've never been talked to like this, I've never heard somebody speak like that. Well, that's because you've never met such a real person. You know, I am not gonna hold back, I'm gonna tell you exactly like it is, and sooner or later, you're gonna honor it, and you're gonna say, you know what, I actually needed to hear that, or I've heard this. You know, my family babies me, and you know, I really needed to hear that. I really needed somebody to finally say what's really going on, instead of trying to, what we call around here, kid gloves, baby gloves. Oh, I don't wanna, you know, I wanna beat around the bush. Fuck beating around the bush. It's time to keep it 100 with each other, and it's time to help each other. And that's how you do it, is by telling each other the truth, so that way you get some real advice.
One of our mentors actually suggested to us and gave us a great idea. Like, not only do we review our partners who we work with, but they need to review us. I tell them all the time, you know, communication is key. Keeping it real is key. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You're just not. There's nothing that you can say that's going to hurt my feelings to where I'm going to just shut you off. I need to hear what I'm doing wrong. I need to hear how we can be better. We need to hear, in order to grow, in order to really accomplish anything, we need to know, and that's with work and with relationships, with friends, if people weren't so afraid of hurting everybody's feelings and they're lying because they're afraid of getting in trouble. But if you just keep it real, the only way that you're gonna grow and learn on how to better deal with that situation next time is if you are honest with them. Someone makes a mistake and they leave some bit of information out, chances are if they don't know that they knew that it was wrong, but they didn't know what they should have done instead, they're going to make the same mistake again. They're not going to be able to get coached on it because they just didn't keep it real with what exactly happened.
You know, one thing we're not around here is scared. You know, I'm not scared. Tell me what's going on. There's not one thing that you could tell me that's going to scare me. All you got to do is let me know. Let me know what your problems are. We're master problem solvers. We're going to make your problems go away, but we need to know what's going on. We have a game plan for everything. This lady here and myself have a lot of experience in sales. We have a lot of experience in master problem solving. We have our back against the wall constantly. And that's what a real entrepreneur does, is figure out what to do when your back is up against the wall and making it happen.
Yes, the growth comes in making mistakes. If you don't have problems and if you're not making mistakes, you're probably not doing much of anything.
You ain't doing shit. That's the real deal. You better have some damn problems, because that's how you grow. That's how you figure stuff out. And if you don't have problems, get some.
So keep it real. Tell the truth. Be honest. Keep the lines of communication open. It's going to help you in every aspect of your lives.
And if you need to get your mind right, you already know, hit your boy up. We've got you. 100%. Peace. We'll see you next week.
I'ma need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass. There's lots you can do. You wanna learn something?